Well, it is a pleasure and a privilege to be with you and share this time with you. It's really been blessed myself for being here with you. Well, I'm going to have a look at Jonah chapter 2 this evening. We tried to look at Jonah chapter 1, didn't we? And so chapter 2 and verse 1, he says the situation is he's praying. He prays. But probably this is the first time, you see, that he's prayed. I was going to read it from the New King James, a bit of chapter 1, because, you know, when we know the situation, for those who weren't here this morning, I know the story well, don't you, of Jonah. You know it so well. And I'd just like to tell you that it's true. He was a historical person. He worked, he was prophesied in the middle of the 8th century before the Lord Jesus, and prophesied to the north of Israel. He prophesied blessing to Jeroboam. It was real, a real historical person. So we don't have to get into the doubts and problems of all the situation there. You'll see Jonah in heaven. We will see Jonah in heaven. I think the Jews have got something about the whale being there. It'd be marvellous, wouldn't it? If it was a fish or a whale, in the museums of heaven, all the skeptics, that's it. I don't know. It would be wonderful, wouldn't it? But don't need that, do we? We've got the Word of God. Now, he prays. It's interesting. He didn't want to pray before. I said I was going to read the authorized, because when the captain comes to him, remember the situation, it's really storms, and their gods don't listen. They come to Jonah. Jonah, pray to you, a God. Arise! It says in the New King James, arise and pray. And you know, Jonah, the word of the Lord was, arise, Jonah. And as if, you know, the Lord does that sometimes, doesn't he? Stirs him. Look, there's this heathen. He's coming and he's telling me to arise. I hear an echo of a voice commanding me to arise and go to Nineveh, that is Syrian, that wasn't the capital, but it was a great city. I mean, we're not sure the dates and exactly, but it was a great city. And the king there, well, he was as good as a king. So, you know, people argue about the book, the name of it, things like that. But he didn't go. He didn't go there. You see? But, you know, that word, arise, arise. Arise and pray. Well, Jonah could have said, well, I've got nothing to pray about. You know? I mean, what can I say? I can't open my mouth because I know what I should be doing. It's no point me praying. I know I should be going. And sometimes we can pray about things that we should be doing, isn't it? And so there, you know, he didn't pray. He knew he shouldn't have been praying. He didn't pray. He didn't call upon his God, did he? He told them, just dragged out of him. But he knew there, you see, should be going. So the situation arises here. You know, that they threw him in. He told them, God had revealed it to them. He was still a prophet. He had revealed to Jonah the fact that he must die. As far as Jonah could see, he must go into the waves. And only going into the waves would God be appeased, propitiated. His anger turned away. That's the only way. And the situation at the end of the chapter is he's thrown into the sea. I mean, in Jonah's point of... I mean, Jonah must have thought, well, this is it. You know, I failed. That commission, I failed. I'm going to die. And you pick something of that up, don't you, in the following verses. He's thrown into the waves, into the sea. And he thinks there, this is the end. This is the situation here. He's going to die. Now, he's going to drown. God is just. I'm throwing myself into the hands of God. I don't know what he's going to do with me, but I'm throwing myself into his hands. It's the end. I mean, as he left the boat and hit the water, and it was rough, and wasn't it? Unbelievable storm. I mean, he didn't know what had happened to the sailors. He didn't know. He knew it would be calm. He knew they would be saved. But he didn't know they'd be saved. Did he? He knew they would be saved from the physical problems, but he didn't know there would be a work in their heart. He didn't know he's in the water. Now, let's have a sort of a quick general look, because you read different commentaries, and you know, it says he prays to the Lord from inside the fish, the great creature, whatever it is. He prays inside there. Now, it's not easy to know exactly what is going on there, is it? It's not easy to know exactly, you know. I mean, he must be right. He's not writing it there, is he? He's not, can't be writing it there. He writes it later. So what exactly is happening? Can I suggest that a suggestion that will probably lead us into the chapter and show us things that are really lovely and wonderful about Jonah? Can I suggest, if you jump to verse 7, can I suggest a scenario, a possible explanation of what is happening here in these verses? He's thrown into the water. Now, can I suggest verse 7, look. He speaks about, when my life was ebbing away. When life was leaving me. Now, it suggests drowning. You know, it suggests that, he's drowning. The breath, the water is filling his lungs, and his life is ebbing away. His breath is going. He's drunk. And there might even be a hint about verse 5, look. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. I was wrapped in seaweed. I mean, some people say the seaweed is inside the fish. Well, I mean, isn't it more likely that he's drowning here in this situation, you see? He's going to the bottom of the ocean. He's just drowning. And he thinks, well, this is it. My life is ebbing away. I mean, none of you, I hope, have had the experience of, you know, that situation, drowning. It's not nice. I mean, my wife was a PE teacher. She tells me that I would never be a lifeguard. It was her advice. She says, if they, you know, come up three times, is it? I don't know how many times they go down before you jump in. I don't know if anybody's heard her. You know, but I mean, I wouldn't like to go through the situation. You know, when they come up the third time, you gasping for breath. But drowning must be an awful thing. He's drowning here. He's in the water, drowning. And the thing, the point is, you see, that, I mean, well, just look at his situation there. He says, oh, God, you sense here, things are really coming home to roost. He realizes now that he's in the hands of God. God is the judge. Wages of sin is death. He's under God's punishment. He's been cast away. He's there, and he's dying. Verse 3, look, you hurled me. I mean, they hurled, but it's really you did it. You hurled me into the sea. You were currents. The currents swirled about me. All you were waves. He's drowning here. And I would like to suggest that the fish or the whale is his salvation. See, the fish or the whale is his salvation. It's basically what saved him for that moment. Now, brilliant salvation, is it, that he's inside this? But he must have been able to breathe, that he's taken into this creature, and there's some breath, there's some air. People have said the real miracle is him surviving there, in that situation. But he could breathe. There's life there. He's been saved by this creature. And I think that's the scenario. That's the scenario here. There, he's in. First of all, he's in the situation. He's crying, you know. He's drowning, and he's crying to God, and he's realizing certain things. And then this fish comes, and he's saved. It's his salvation. It saves him. Now look at some of the things that he realizes when he's in the situation of being cast away. Verse 4, look. See, as he's drowning, and as he's going, experiencing this situation, he says, I've been banished from your sight. I've been banished there. His faith is acting there. And he says at that verse there, yet I will look again. Apparently that means that not so much what I will do now, but what's going to happen what's going to, I will. So you've got this struggle, fear, you've got the salvation of the fish, and then his assurance rising a little, his faith being exercised. You see his faith being exercised in verse 7, look. When my life was ebbing away, when I was at the point of death, when I was nearly drowning, when I felt that God had cast me away, that God was banishing me, that it was a just punishment, it was a just judgment. When I felt that, when my life was ebbing, he says in verse 7, I remembered the Lord. I remembered the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you just some things that can help us here in that situation. But before I do, let me just comment on that. Comment on that. He had run from the Lord. He was running from the Lord. He had run from the temple and God's presence. And now he's saying that God is underlying his decision. God is saying, you've run. You want to get away from me? Right, that's what you'll have, Jonah. That's what you'll have. You're banished. Let me tell you something very serious before I give you some encouragement what to do and some things to learn from this experience. Let me tell you this. Of all the people here, so of all of you, I don't know you. I know some of you. I don't know you. But one day we've got to stand before God. And our lives can be one of two things. Someone has said they can be, we can say, God can say to us, your will be done. Or we can say to God, your will be done. Now, I hope that here, there will be men and women who will say to God, your will be done. What it basically is a Christian, isn't it? It's someone who just ever turns, isn't it? Their mind, their lives, their hearts, and whatever God, what God demands, he demands that we turn away from this world and its ideas and its philosophies and its pleasures, and we turn. And we want his will. And his will is that we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, and that governs all our lives, doesn't it? What the ups and downs, the problems, the difficulties. Lord, your will. It's your will. That's what I want to be done. Your will. Now, I wonder in your heart of hearts, is that what you are? God, it's your will. Whatever happens, it's your will. I know it's your will in terms of my salvation, how I stand before you. It's the Lord Jesus, nothing else. Your will. But in my life, in all that happens to me, in all that I do, your will. Your will be done. Now, there are some like that here. But there are others here. No, my will. Well, on that day, God will say to you, your will be done. You got it here in Jonah, haven't you? Jonah was he's running from, and God just underlines that. Jonah thought, well, he's giving me what I want, what I deserve. I want to run away. He's giving it to me. And one day, I hope that no one will be standing in the presence of God, and God says to you, you will. You don't want me. You don't want to be holy, made holy by the Lord Jesus. You don't want to come this only way of trusting in the righteousness of my son. You wanted your way. Well, your will be done. And your will be done in hell. Forever. God underlines your decision. You don't want him. I don't want him. Your will be done. And Jonah here, something of that is, I know it must be dawning upon him. How can a regenerate person fear? Well, Jonah here, plus his assurance is gone, everything is gone, he's dying. God is distant. God is far away. I was saying this morning, a gentleman said to me, you know, yeah, We do suffer with lack of assurance, and how we know we're a Christian. When you go through problems, I was talking about mending roofs, isn't it, in stormy weather. When you go through problems, but not knowing God, not knowing that Jesus is your Saviour, not knowing heaven is certain. And Jonah must have been in something of that. Not knowing. And a death by drowning. You can't imagine it, can you? This sort of death. And yet he's banished me. Oh, you know, there might be some of you might be Christians here. You know, you're going through difficulties. And in your heart, I don't know. Am I really a Christian? Has God really worked in my heart? It's an awful, awful situation. In some ways, you know, in some ways, Jonah was saved by a fish, and it wasn't easy. When God saves us, sometimes it's not easy. The problems start, the difficulties start. It's not easy. The fish is salvation. And yet, God saves us, and there are even more problems, not just the world, but a relationship with God. Now, Jonah was knowing something of that. But he says this. Look what he says. There he is dying. There he is in this awful situation, knowing that it's just what God has done. And yet, he's banished, cast out of his presence. And, you know, for a regenerate, for a person who knows God and knows the Holy Spirit, that's hell. You know, that's hell. Isn't it? That away from God. You see, these people, that the people, you know, you fear preaching and talking about hell without breaking your heart, don't you? But in hell, they won't want God. They won't want God. Do you know, in hell, in a million years, I want my will to be done because their natures are wicked and perverse. They won't want God. But for a Christian to suffer, going through problems and difficulty, and yet this problem, is he mine? What an awful thing. And Jonah was going through that. But look what he does in verse 7. He says, in going through that, I remember the Lord. He's drowning. He's dying. He can hardly speak and gasp. But it's the Lord. He remembers the Lord. Now you Christian, I don't know what, I'm not a prophet. I don't know what you're going to go through. I don't know what situations you're going to go through. The pits maybe sometimes and the future. But here it is for a Christian. Whatever the situation, there's the Lord. You can remember the Lord, a cry to the Lord. You see, and even if you feel banished and in difficulties and problems, the Lord, you can pray to the Lord. Like Peter, wasn't it? And then Peter walking on the water to Jesus, and that faith rose. And yet, when he was sinking, it was Jesus. Save me. Save me. Oh, I can give you something, look, that will bring you to heaven. If you're a Christian and you're struggling, Lord, Jesus. And it's, he says he looks to the temple. That's why he had an assurance later, you see. He had looked to the Lord, there was faith. And he knows now, he says in verse 5, even though, look, he says, the engulfing waters threaten me, yet I will look. It doesn't mean, and there's a good commentary out there by Mackay on Jonah, go and read it. Because he says this, he says, it's not, yet I will look, now, but I will. See, assured, he says, because I look to the Lord Jesus, I'm going to make it. I will look. I will reach heaven. I will. And if God has begun a good work in you, if he's shown you something of your need, and he's shown you the Lord Jesus, and you've heard the Lord Jesus say, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And you call, you remember. I'm going to tell you something. You will see. You will make it. As Jonah, his faith is growing here. And he says, I will. He's in the fish, look. He's there in that situation. He doesn't know, but he knows. He does. It's God is in this. God has saved me. And I will. More happy, but not more secure. The glorified spirits in heaven. Do you know Do you know? I forgive my folly, but at 13, I went to the school I taught in Emmanuel, and I was converted there. And I sat on the beach, 13-year-old, I had no Christian contacts, sat on the beach, and I thought about a million years in the future. Where will I be? What will I be? Where will you be? What's your future? You've got this world and all its difficulties. But if you look to the Lord Jesus, call unto me. Whoever calls unto the Lord shall be saved. And Jonah knew something of that looking. Now, here are just some points to help you when you can call. He called there. He was in this situation, but he called. He remembered, and God worked within his heart. Give him some sense that I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this. And I will stand one day in his temple. I'm going to get through it. Have you got any of that assurance? What is our assurance? How do we know God is working in us? Well, I won't direct you in here. Well, I'll direct you to the Lord Jesus. I'll direct you to him. Someone even mentioned the problem we get in our circles, isn't it? That we sometimes don't even know we're elect, do we? Sometimes we struggle with that. Or was it Calvin said? That Christ, the Lord Christ there, is the mirror of our election. See him. Remember him to every one of you here. Some of you, you've got this assurance. But others of you, who are not Christians, you're going to have to stand one day, and these problems are going to come upon you. And here's Jonah telling you, look, I'm drowning. You might. But when I'm drowning, I remembered him. So here are some lessons then that you can learn. We can call in this situation. We can call even though we're disobedient. Even though he's thrown into the water, even though he was in disobedience, he was running away. He was totally disobedient, wasn't he? So it was nothing that he was. And here, there's not one of us, even the Christians, not one of us have obeyed God. There's no one righteous, not one. No one has done what God has said. And you best Christians here, you fail. But let me tell you a marvelous thing that I can learn from the book of Jonah is you can remember the Lord Jesus. Your lack of disobedience doesn't cast you out. Jonah was totally disobedient. He was running the wrong way. But he still could remember. And he could also remember the fact he was being cast out. He was being cast out. He was suffering a legal sentence. He was literally, wasn't he, being cast out? He was being condemned. And God has pictured it in the book of Jonah. He's paying for the sins there, his sin of disobedience. He's actually cast out. He's being condemned. Well, there's not one of us, as we come into this world, we don't come in neutral, do we? We don't come in, we're just waiting to see which way we're going to go. We come in under condemnation. Every one of us, the Lord Jesus has told us, isn't it, that he's come into the world because we're already under condemnation. We're there like Jonah. We are condemned. We're on that way to the enacting of that condemnation. Well, Jonah's telling you, even though we are condemned, we can remember the Lord Jesus. We can remember him. We can turn to him even though we are condemned. And, look, despite the circumstances, despite what circumstances, I don't know what you're going through, but whatever the circumstances you're in, and we will, won't we? Loved ones we will lose, health, problems and difficulties. Whatever your circumstance, Jonah was drowning, whatever your circumstance, the Lord Jesus waits to be remembered. You can call upon, you can turn upon him, turn to him. And, you know, sometimes it was, he answers in strange ways. It was the last moment It was the very last moment, wasn't it, of dying. So some of you here, perhaps you're saying, well, I've done that. I'm calling. It's really, there are problems, and I'm doing it. Keep on. The moment comes, the right moment. The Lord, He's heard. He'll come. He will answer. It's the right, there will be the right moment. So Jonah here was cast out, but he could remember the Lord. Oh, let me just encourage you. I don't know your situation. Christian, whatever you're going through, if you're not a Christian, these problems are coming. They will be here. But you're under that condemnation. You've been cast out of God's presence. You're already there. Let me encourage you. Remember the Lord Jesus. Look at Him. See Him. Jonah did. And he was answered. Faith was worked. Faith worked in his heart and an assurance of salvation, of reaching there. Here. But, you know, I think even in this, Jonah is a picture of the Lord Jesus. You see, I mean, I remember I said, you know, in God's history of redemption, isn't it, that you've got Jonah, it's an amazing book. Jonah is allowed to go through these circumstances because the Lord Jesus said there's a parallel, he said, and there's a sign there in that, and there's a type, he said. It's me. So all these events here are the Lord Jesus will use to picture his work. And, you know, Jonah was banished. Jonah was cast out of God's presence. Here was someone who was... He had God's judgment upon him. He felt he was experiencing it. He was dying there. And yet he remembered he could call. Here was someone, even though he was being cast out, could call. Let me just remind you for a moment of the greater than Jonah, who was also cast out. Who was also cast out. Outside the city, the Lord Jesus was placed on a cross. That was more than drowning. That was awesome, wasn't it? The anger of God, the wrath of men and of devils. But he was cast out. He was a greater than Jonah. And he cried. He cried. He prayed. He remembered the Lord. But there was no answer. There was no answer. My God, why have you forsaken me? He was the only one who wasn't answered. And he wasn't answered so that you can be answered. He there called to God. God didn't answer. All the torment. You read the Psalms, isn't it? What Jesus went through. All were over his head into death itself. He wasn't answered. Why? Because he was bearing our sins. So he wasn't answered. He really died condemned. He died there. He did die, cast out, but not answered. So that you, Jonah, could call and be answered. And you could be answered because of what Jesus has done. You can be answered. He has done it all. He died so that you, every one of you, can be answered. Lord, remember me. Yes. Today you will be with me in paradise. And we see the Lord Jesus there. We see it. Now let me just end. I will end with this. He's the sign. Here's the events. Jonah comes back. He cries, isn't it? And he's re-established the fish or the whale delivers him. And God has dealt with him. He's called upon the Lord. His heart, he's realized, you know, that the sailors are idols, Nineveh's got idols, and there's something, a little bit of light was dawning in his heart of love and of compassion, that they can't have mercy. If you cling to idols, you can't have mercy. You can't have grace. If you've got anything else, if you've got any other idols, you can't have the Lord Jesus. He is to be yours totally, completely. And Jonah saw something of that. But let me just talk as I'm ending about Jonah as the sign. He's the sign. Here's his story, look. Jonah teaches us certain things, isn't it? He's taught us. He didn't even know what was happening to the mariners, the sailors. He didn't know that. I mean, as he's calling to God and God is answering, he didn't know the past. It's amazing, isn't it? Sometimes we're praying, we don't know the situation. We don't know what God has done and will do. In our little situation, we cry, Lord, remember me. And yet Jonah here, look, he doesn't know. He doesn't know what God is doing in him. Jonah is going through this situation. I don't think he ever knew. Not until heaven. You know what happens next? Let me explain how he gets the sign. The Lord Jesus said, doesn't he, that those Pharisees weren't believing in him. He said, you're looking for miracles. I'm going to tell you there's a sign. The sign of Jonah. Now what is the sign of Jonah? What is it? He was a sign to the Ninevites. Jonah here goes again, doesn't he? He goes to Nineveh and he preaches that word of condemnation. 40 days and you will be judged. It doesn't seem much gospel in that, does there? It doesn't seem much gospel. But, there is gospel in it. Jonah going there, I could imagine now, as he's saying that, the Ninevites thought, well, hang on a minute now. We are hearing this because the Holy Spirit uses that, doesn't it? It uses Jonah and his words and him. It uses it to work a great work amongst the Ninevites. You see, to do something there. And Jonah there, as he preaches, he's preaching judgment. I wonder, when Jonah ran away, he didn't want to go to tell the Ninevites that they're going to be judged. I wonder what was in his mind. Chapter 4 tells us that he didn't go because he knows God is gracious. Do you know, it's a mercy. Do you know, it's an unbelievable mercy to be told about judgment. See, these Ninevites could have thought, well, why did he come? Why has he come? Why did he tell us? He could have just punished us. Why? And even in judgment, God tells us. They pick it up, don't they? Who knows? Who knows? Perhaps he's telling us, perhaps because it's possible that he might not want to do it. And isn't it a mercy? Isn't it a mercy to be told that there is a hell? Why does God have to tell us? Why does he have to tell us? Flee the wrath to come. Why does he have to tell us? But it's a mercy to know. But there's more than that. You see, Jonah himself was the sign. I'm going to show you in a minute that it's Jesus himself is the sign. Jonah himself is the sign. Can you imagine him preaching? He says, 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. Preacher, do you think they had some contact with them? You preacher, where have you come from? What are you doing here? Why are you saying this? Can you imagine what Jonah would say? See, he must have explained. You know, he probably didn't want to tell them much. Because I think in his heart of hearts, even though he had some desire, we see later that he really wanted the punishment to fall upon them, didn't he? You know, but he still tells them. But when they asked him, well, what are you doing, Jonah? Well, I didn't really want to come. I didn't really want to come. I ran away. Oh, you ran away. Well, why have you come back to tell us this awful thing? Well, the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, he sent a storm. He put me in a fish. Saved me in a fish. And he's brought me out. He had mercy on me and delivered me so that I tell you. Are you saying then this God who is going to judge us, he so wants us to know that he's had mercy on you and he's come back to you and brought you back to himself so that you would come? So can you see something? that even though there was judgment, Jonah, the very fact he stood there was mercy. He was an exhibition of mercy. He was standing there telling of judgment, but he had been saved. He had gone through death. He had been in the whale or a fish for those 3 days. That God was chasing him. This Lord of heaven and earth was chasing him so that he would go. And they saw something. This holy God. Perhaps he is merciful. Perhaps this God is. Perhaps, who knows then, if we turn to him, will he not repent and not punish us? Perhaps there's mercy there. Perhaps there is. And can you see the Lord Jesus? Can you see the Lord Jesus? He says, Jonah was a sign, and I'm a sign. Not my words, but me. Me. God so wants men and women in heaven that he sent his son, not to a whale, but to a tomb. Not just to be sort of cast out, but to be really cast out. And to a resurrection. He's done that so that you could be saved. He's worked in me. And the Lord Jesus was saying that to them. No, no. And he says, on the day of judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise. And they will say, well, we believed Jonah. We trusted him. We saw mercy in him. And they didn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't trust him. And on that day. But I'll end by saying this. You see, he's the sign. This Lord Jesus, he did come. Once in the fullness of time, he left hell. He became a human being. He lived a life I couldn't live. And he died a death I couldn't die. And he went into the grave. And he rose. And in heaven, he's glorious. He's the sign. God loves you. How do you know? Look at Jesus. Would he have done that? He could have just sent us to hell. He could have just said, but look at him. And you know, those Ninevites could say, God so loved us that he sent Jonah to a whale. Couldn't they? So that we would repent. And I'm telling you, God so loves you. He so loves you. You might reject it when God puts you in hell. He loves you. But because of his justice and holiness, you want your own way. But God, the Lord Jesus says, God so loved you that not Jonah, but Jesus, the greater than Jonah, came, lived, died, rose again, that you could remember, in your folly and sin, could remember him. And he could work within you and give you this assurance, you will make it. You will reach heaven. You will be there. God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only son. Not an erring prophet. His son who wanted to come. He gave him so that you, I don't know, are you trusting this Lord Jesus tonight? I speak to you. He loved you that you may not perish, be condemned as you deserve. If you remember him, turn from your ways, your idols, and remember him. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Behold, I stand at the door, this King, this Lord Jesus. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, do you hear it? Have you heard it? Have you heard it tonight? Lest the Holy Ghost comes in your heart and opens the door. You won't, but you've heard, you can hear it. If you open the door, I will come in. I will come in. And I will remember you. Forever and forever and forever. May it be even this evening, to his glory.